South Korea. South Korea gave a grand welcome to U.S. President Donald Trump, presenting him with the nation's highest decoration, the Grand Order of Mugungwa, and a replica of a gold crown from the ancient Silla Kingdom. Trump arrived in South Korea on the final stop of his Asian tour, following visits to Malaysia and Japan. His trip is expected to focus on trade discussions with South Korean President Lee Jae-myung and Chinese President Xi Jinping. As Air Force One entered South Korean airspace, it was escorted by South Korean and U.S. fighter jets. On arrival, a military band greeted Trump with a rendition of YMCA, and a gun salute was fired at the airport. Highest honor for peacemaker efforts. President Lee's office said Trump received the Grand Order of Mugungwa in recognition of his efforts to promote peace on the Korean Peninsula. The order, named after South Korea's national flower, the hibiscus, has traditionally been reserved for heads of state and distinguished figures. "I'd like to wear it right now," Trump said when presented with the medal, according to officials. He is the first U.S. president to receive the award. During his presidency, Trump held a series of summits with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, seeking to reduce tensions and encourage denuclearization. Those talks later stalled, but on Wednesday, Trump again expressed willingness to meet Kim, though Pyongyang has yet to respond. Crown symbolizes peace and partnership. The meeting took place in Jongju, the historic former capital of the Silla dynasty, known for its royal tombs and ancient palaces. President Lee presented Trump with a replica of the golden Cheonmushang crown, discovered in a royal tomb in the city. Officials said the gift symbolized both the Silla Kingdom's long era of stability and a new chapter of peaceful coexistence and shared growth between South Korea and the United States. At a working lunch, the menu included Thousand Island salad dressing, described by Lee's office as a tribute to Trump's New York background, along with a selection of Korean dishes according to the president's tastes. Ahead of the APEC summit, Trump's visit comes just days before the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, APEC, leaders' summit. Although he is not staying for the main summit, Trump is attending a dinner with the leaders of Vietnam, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, Thailand, and Singapore. Diplomatic sources said some of those leaders adjusted their schedules to meet Trump before the official proceedings. The choice of Jongju rather than Seoul created logistical challenges for foreign delegations, with limited accommodation in meeting venues.